Hey friends, happy holidays as we are approaching the end of the year. It's been a year, all right. So many things happened, so much to talk about. I'm your host, Anca Platon-Trifan, and today we're going to be taking a stroll down memory lane, part of a short and sweet year in review episode. Stay tuned for the highlights and the takeaways of this past season of 2023.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks, and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anca Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost two decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
All right, welcome back. So we kicked off 2023 with season 6, Diversity in AV, Mental and Physical Fitness for Event Professionals. And we featured guests such as Jason Brown, David Stevens, Anne Nguyen, Adrian Cigar, Marianne Van Buren, Amy Guile, which was a phenomenal episode. To date has ranked the highest views for season 6. Make sure you check it out if you have not yet. Also, we talked to Andrew Ibarra, Janice Cardinale, Faith Gladden, Anthony DiMario, Victoria Mattei, Heidi Jacobson, Michael Lange, Ali Robinson, Reggie Johnson, Christy Code-Rednickel, Shannon Mueller, and Kurt Johnson. And we also had a special episode, a hosted crossover with Return on Wellness, an episode that was recorded at IMAX in Frankfurt back in May. In the middle of the year, I kicked off the four-year anniversary with three special episodes. Episode 120 was focused on amplifying diversity and equity in AV productions. The next episode had a focus on inclusion. And the last episode of that anniversary was a focus on mental and physical fitness. Then we took a much-deserved break and got ready for the most listened-to-date season, Season 7, Eventful AI, because it's been eventful, all right. That was about the time we launched our brand new podcast YouTube channel. So all the episodes of Season 7 are now on that channel, not under Trifan Events Agency's YouTube channel. In case you're wondering why the podcast episodes end around 100 on Trifan Events YouTube channel. Now, Eventful AI. Why so eventful? If you recall, at the end of last year, very few of us were aware of the impact this not very known at the time company, OpenAI, will have on the future of events, as well as business, productivity, creativity, and life in general. GenAI has revolutionize the event planning industry, offering new ways to enhance creativity, efficiency, and overall event experiences. And during season 7, we've basically explored how AI can be leveraged in various stages of event planning, from ideation to execution, and the transformative impact it can have on our events. Again and again, during those conversations that I've had, as well as the AI workshops and boot camps that I led this past year, I've tried to make this one point resonate with all of you still on the fence about AI. While some jobs will change, some will go away, while others will pop out of demand, it's not about AI taking over jobs, but about how we, entrepreneurs, small business owners, event professionals who leverage AI tools effectively can gain a significant competitive edge. AI tools are becoming indispensable for efficiency, innovation, and problem solving. And those who embrace these tools can enhance their productivity, creativity, and decision-making capabilities. Now, with that, I'd like to highlight three things about AI that you should know. I'm going to start on a high note with the good things. AI has the power to transform how we plan, execute, and experience events. ChatGPT has become a game changer for event planners, offering personalized suggestions for event themes, schedules, even vendor recommendations based on past successful events. It's like having that assistant that really, really knows you, not only knows you, but knows how you think, knows your style, knows your preferences inside out. Now, let's talk about the bad. While AI can streamline processes, it's not without its challenges. One major concern is the over-reliance on technology. There's a risk of losing that human touch, which is so crucial to all of our events. Events are about creative experiences and connections, and sometimes AI can miss the mark in understanding the nuances of human interactions and preferences. And then there's the ugly. Data privacy and security are significant concerns. With AI tools processing vast amounts of personal data, there's always a risk of breaches. It's crucial to ensure that any AI tool you use complies with data protection regulations and prioritizes the security of your attendees' information. Now, despite all of these challenges, it's still worth exploring AI for your events. However, remember to balance AI use with your human judgment. Avoid becoming too dependent on technology and always prioritize your attendees' privacy and security. So, AI and events is obviously a mixed bag of incredible potential and challenges to navigate. Embrace the good, be aware of the bad, and prepare for the ugly. With the right approach, AI can be a powerful ally in your event planning journey. So, coming back to our season, for the reminder of today's episode, we are taking a stroll down memory lane on season 7, Eventful AI. As many of you have already shared with me, this season has been extremely valuable. An incredible journey through the intersection of AI and the event industry, featuring insights from some of the most forward-thinking minds in our industry. And so we kicked off our season with Yulia Solaris of Bold Push in episode 123, exploring the future of AI in our industry. Then I had Huang Nguyen, who has become a very close friend of mine, of Shiloh Events. She joined us in episode 124 to unpack AI's impact on attendee experience, a conversation that truly opened our eyes to the potential of personalized event experiences. Masood Alibash of Amadeus in episode 125, one of my most favorite nerdy conversations that I've had this season, brought a transformative perspective on event tech, the way it has revolutionized our past, present, and will revolutionize our future with this new paradigm. In episode 126, Claire Forestier emphasize AI's role in collaboration and crafting unforgettable experiences. Keelan Welch of Fast Sensor in episode 127, another in-depth nerdy conversation into AI and practical uses, especially for trade shows. He took us on a deep dive into unsupervised AI learning and event metrics. Then Erica Moyer showed us in episode 128 how AI is changing the game in event planning. Will Curran in episode 129 shared insights on building robust communities and future AI trends. Craig Kleeman in episode 130 discussed redesigning the corporate event scene with Eventful AI. Episode 123 was a special post-IMAX recap, giving a first-timer's impression into what it's like to join a huge trade show such as IMAX. It was a very fun episode. It was recorded on location at IMAX, and it also involved a few push-up challenges. I'm not saying I won all of them. I'm just saying I won most of them. Make sure that you check that out. Super fun. Then in episode 132, I picked up the conversation back to Eventful AI with Brian Monahan, who has taught us how to harness AI for personal branding and how to stand out in your specific niche. Vikram Shulana brought his expertise in AI in video production in episode 133, Scaling New Heights with Pictory AI. Then in episode 134, Matt Swally discussed disrupting advertising with AI, a conversation that was nothing short of groundbreaking. Episode 135 and 136 were our special takeovers, a three-way collaboration between Events Demystified, Return on Wellness, and Better Events, focusing on mental and physical fitness, wellness tips for on-site event professionals, as well as sharing insights for traveling and event professionals on the go. John D'Adamo joined us in episode 137, demystifying AI and offering essential insights for event professionals, especially if you're new getting into this industry. And finally, in episode 138, Lori Mazar enlightened us on Gen AI and the future of creativity and what are the things to look for next. This season has been a whirlwind of innovation, ideas, inspiration, and I can't wait to see how these insights shape our industry future. As we wrap up this season, although we will continue to have these conversations on the topic of AI into the next season and the seasons to come, I want to leave you with this key message. Don't be afraid to embrace AI in your event planning journey. The potential of AI to transform our industry is immense, and it's an exciting time to be at the forefront of this innovation. Remember, every great advancement in history always has started with the willingness to try something new. During this past season, we have explored AI's diverse applications in strategy, creativity, productivity, planning, management, marketing, pipeline, and event planning. Here's my final thought. Now is the time to take action. If up until now you were just kind of sort of on the fence, make a decision in 2024 to get up to date with all the tools that are out there. Choose an area in your business or maybe your projects where AI can bring significant impact, whether it's for automating tasks, personalizing marketing, optimizing event logistics, enhancing creativity. Start integrating AI tools into your workflow. Embrace the innovation and stay ahead in the ever-evolving digital landscape. Go ahead, implement the solutions that we have talked at length in all of those episodes. Witness the transformative change that they can bring to your work and to your events and your business. And for those of you looking for more practical, hands-on advice on how to integrate AI into your event strategies, into your business, I invite you to join me on one of the upcoming boot camps. New dates are to be released soon for 2024. Each bootcamp includes only a small number of people, so we can dive into tactical approaches for each individual joining us and explore how AI can elevate your events and your business to the next level. Stay tuned on our website for when the next bootcamp is. I'll make sure to put the link in the episode notes so you can easily access it. The future of AI is here and it's yours to seize. Thank you again for joining me today. Thank you to all of you, Eventful AI feature guests. You made those conversations extremely valuable to all of our Events Demystified listeners. Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifan Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifan Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation
while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. To find out how Trifun Events can plan and produce your event become memorable, go to trifunevents.com.
As you can see on the branding of the season, it's all about AI. And it is my goal to be exploring this powerful technology with a lot of my guests, which are already lined up. There are some amazing guests that I can't wait to reveal. You will get to know them one by one if you stay tuned and obviously subscribe to our podcast on all the channels. Our plan is to look at this powerful technology that is not just revolutionizing the way we plan and manage and produce events, but also dramatically altering the attendee experience. The fusion of technology and human ingenuity is creating some amazing, immersive, personalized, and truly unforgettable experiences for our attendees. From AI-powered recommendations and interactions to real-life responses and beyond, the AI revolution is here and it's transforming the future of events. With the ever-evolving landscape of technology, AI has emerged in the last few months, and I mean last maybe 9 months now, as a game changer in the event industry. Throughout our conversation today, we'll unravel the crucial role of events in this AI landscape. Events are no longer just gatherings. They're evolving into some powerful platforms where AI plays an integral role in exchanging the attendee experience and also optimizing the event process. From event tech to AI tools that truly matter, we'll explore the cutting-edge innovations that are reshaping the event industry as we speak. We'll also discuss how AI is revolutionizing the in-person events. Despite the rise of virtual experiences in person, events will remain essential for fostering that genuine connection and build the relationship that we're all looking for. Discover how AI is transforming the landscape of in-person events and making them even more engaging and unforgettable by staying tuned to this episode. And what about the bottom line, right? We'll also delve into the practical side of AI, exploring how businesses and event organizers can leverage AI to save both money and time. Automation and intelligent decision-making are at the core of AI's potential benefits, and Julius will share invaluable insights on optimizing event budget and operations using AI-powered solutions. So, whether you're an event professional that is just looking to stay ahead of the curve, or maybe someone that's curious about the fascinating intersection between AI and events, this episode is a must listen.
And the good thing, like the update for this, is that you can ask AI on how to use AI. So this is like, nobody gets this. Like they no. feel they have to go and read and learn and attend as many events. No, like you can be within the AI. And literally this came out during the event that we did last week, where we had the second part of the event. We had the founder of Snack Prompt, which is a big sort of repository where you can post your prompt and like you can reward creators of prompt engineers that create their prompts, their recipes for prompts. Saying like the actual best tip that I have for you to use ChatGPT is to actually ask ChatGPT, what should I do next? Mm-hmm. How should I do this? How should I ask you that? And like, you'd be amazed at how AI sort of teaches you how to do things and how to use AI.
I'm leaning on it to generate ideas, to get the flow of my thinking going. So, you know, so then once we have that, I go, okay, that's a great way to take it, but let me put my own spin on it.
Exactly.
The more data you have about the people that they're participating, and that's one thing. And you can actually kind of connect that data. For example, if I was participating in one of your events, if you had my search data from Google and connected to that, now you could really do interesting stuff with that, mm-hmm. right?
So if we can reduce that sort of randomness of interaction and we can create matchmaking
And we understood from both sides, and we don't need a lot of information, but the more data that the system has, the smarter it gets. So if I'm willing to spend 5 minutes of my time saying, here's what I'm here to learn. I want to meet companies that do this. I want to solve this problem. I want to understand more about this new thing. And then on the other hand, you had a bunch of exhibitors saying, here's what I do. I solve this problem. I have products like this. I can address this concern or issue. And here's my people. And you could put those together. That's extremely powerful. So that, I think, will be one of the low-hanging fruits in applying unsupervised artificial intelligence and letting the system learn from all the data from both sides and putting them together in a very efficient fashion.
So it can give you some knowledge in the sense of having a conversation that maybe you're not strong at because that's not your area of expertise. But I think at the end of the day, strategic partners in real life, that's what I want to call them, are always going to far surpass anything that you're going to get from an AI in that regard.
I think that's the underpinning of everything you're doing with a personal brand is you're trying to excel, not necessarily trying to accelerate, but you're actually elevating your trust factor with a potential customer, somebody that, you know, like a circle of influence, so to speak, the people in your network. Not everybody that you're networking with is a potential customer, but they may be the person that leads you to a potential customer or other opportunities. You know, like a scenario for me is I built a relationship with somebody through the MPI Potomac chapter, and later on she was involved in a project and was able to invite me to be able to teach some courses on audiovisual.
Data was going to be the key to generative AI. So like large language models can analyze huge data sets, pull out insights from it. So that's how we got into advertising in the first place, generating ads with AI based on data. Because anywhere you advertise, there's lots of data available when people click or buy something. You can run something called one of the earlier stage things of AI, computer vision, can analyze the different elements of what's in a ad or image or copywriting. And then if you have the performance data, you can figure out what's resonating with audiences and use those attributes in future creative. So that was kind of like the basis of the early days of OmniKey is pull in wherever we can get access to a lot of data, use that as a key to generating better performing advertisements.
But honestly, a mainstay for me is ChatGPT Plus for anything text generative on that end in the early pandemic. There was
virtual platforms.
Yeah,
in the
so many platforms hopping up, and then you're like, this is just like a Zoom call on a web browser.
Now that is a big problem. And I feel like a lot of people are doing the same thing today right now with AI. You're right.
Yeah, it's like for me, that equivalent fear is like, I don't want to give a ton of data and then just have no idea where it goes too. Like, I don't want to like turn over all of my blog posts and be like, oh, I want to create a custom GPT that answers in the form of that blog post, you know, and then have no idea where that data goes, right? And so I started kind of like Googling best ChatGPT sidebar plugins, Chrome extensions. And, you know, I started doing that. And my big thing is when it comes to a lot of these websites and the way I research everything is I look to see like, is there like the top 10 websites that show that look reputable and actually say they've used these tools? Is there anything that's popping up consistently on these? Because then likely if 5 or 6 of these websites are all saying it's really good, probably it's worth at least checking out.
Again, we were using AI for analyzing your logs and your most interesting things that are happening within your data. But then we were also using AI for our internal business as well, where we were using it to create sales opportunity pipeline. And because salespeople are likely to predict things one way, they can either be too aggressive or too shy about predicting their opportunities. But AI can help bridge that gap between the most shy and the most optimistic salespeople and create realistic opportunity pipelines.
And so it'll summarize your hour, 30-minute meeting or whatever. It'll timestamp it with different things. And so I go back so that I can be a little bit more present on meetings and actually, you know, sometimes when you're note-taking at the same time, you kind of lose it a little bit. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So being able to use a tool where that does that for you and then
really
you can go back.
On that, does it work with Zoom too or just for Google and Teams, you said?
I haven't tried it on Zoom. We primarily use Google Meet, so that's what I use it for. I'm sure it works on others.
Read AI, that's another tool that I'm using for Zoom.
That's interesting because when you merge all this stuff together under one model, it actually optimizes the communication amongst humans, which means that nobody ever receives a message that they don't need. And they will always receive it exactly when they need it. That's the definition of optimization in that setting. That's a very interesting thing, because if you think of your human brain is made up of cells, and these cells are connected together. When you learn a piece from Beethoven to play on the piano, these connections, that intelligence is not in those cells, it's in those connections that connect the cells.
And so as long as we don't lose our humanization, as long as we don't lose our identity or what we're known for, our specialties, and we use it as a tool, right? An assistant. Yeah. So it's kind of like when you have 10 people on your team, maybe you could use AI as like that 11th person, right? That extra help, but it's not the cake, right? It's not the whole thing. It's a piece of it.
I think the misconception that's probably the most obvious in event hosting is people just think you just pull up on the day and do stuff.
You just show up on stage.
Yeah. And sometimes that's with clients too. They seem to think you're going to turn up and do a magic wand and it'll be amazing. And they've got not given you the info or the collaboration opportunities or anything like that beforehand.
They'll just figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, that does happen a lot still. And you can always tell at the end of the day, you're more tired on a day when that's happened. You would still have performed at the same level, but I'm much more exhausted when it's been one of those, you're just going to pull up and learn it all, because your brain is just going, I've got to learn this, I've got to talk to that person, I haven't met that person, I'm going to have to bluff this bit, which is always something you don't want to have to do. So that's a big misconception so many people have. And they might ask you your rate and they're like, how much? And you're like, but I don't, it's not just the day. It is not just those hours between, I don't know, 8 and 6. It could be longer. It is all the prep beforehand, mm-hmm. which you want us to have done, because all those times, all those meetings are so important. So that's kind of one of my big misconceptions in event hosting that I find people don't understand.
When I began making that kind of commitment to those three elements, which I practice still to this day, and it might be 3 days a week, it might be 5 days a week, it's rarely less than three. And when I completely withdraw, completely unplug, and give myself to the power of quiet, inner peace, then there's a level of inspiration that could never have happened without it. My life used to be filled with checking my cell phone every little break and every email and every text, and oh my gosh, news feeds. And now I just said no to all of it. And I can tell you that the inspiration from most everything that we've been talking about today was able to bubble up, and it was all in there, but it was able to bubble up and manifest as the result of inner quiet.
Stay tuned for more as we continue to demystify the world of events. See you next time. Hello there, I'm Anka Platon-Trifan from Trifan Events. As we wrap up this year, I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to all our past, present, and future clients. Your trust and collaboration have been the cornerstone of our journey. As we step into the festive season and gear up for a brand new year, I wish you and your loved ones joy, peace, and prosperity. May the coming year be filled with success and remarkable achievements for each of you. This year has been exhilarating for us at TreeFan Events, especially with the launch of our fitness sister company, Fit Mindful Mavens. This venture is a harmonious blend of mental wellness and physical fitness, tailored specifically for high-achieving professionals like you. Fit Mindful Mavens complements our work at TreeFan Events beautifully. While we continue to excel in AV event production and content creation, Fit Mindful Mavens offers a unique opportunity to focus on your well-being, ensuring you're at your best for every event and challenge. I'm also thrilled to share that Season 7 of our Events Demystified podcast is wrapping up. It's been an incredible journey of sharing insights and connecting with experts. But don't worry, the AI conversation doesn't end here. We have much more in store for you. Looking ahead to 2024, TreeFan Events is eager to support your technical needs for upcoming events. Our 2 decades of experience in AV and event production makes us your ideal partner to bring your vision to life with precision and creativity. And let's not forget the importance of mental and physical fitness in our fast-paced industry. Fit Mindful Mavens is here to offer one-of-a-kind wellness retreats and physical fitness programs designed for small business owners and event professionals. It's the perfect way to balance the rigor of growing a business or planning an event with personal well-being. We are excited about the possibilities of 2024 and beyond. Whether it's for cutting-edge event production or a transformed Fit New You, we invite you to connect with us. Let's make your next event and your personal wellness our shared success story. Thank you for being part of our journey. From all of us at TreeFan Events, Fit Mindful Mavens, and Events Demystified, we wish you a delightful holiday season and a spectacular new year. Here's to creating more unforgettable experiences together in 2024.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about Tree Fan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.